I had a friend who was a primary teacher in Wicklow. It's a mixed national school. And every now and then he'd race the children across the yard, and he invariably won. He always won. Until one day, not only did he not win, he was last. And the kids were delighted, of course, and they started calling him a loser. Loser, 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 they said. So when he went into the classroom afterwards, he said to them, I'm delighted for you that you won, and congratulations, but I'd like you to know there is no such thing and no such person as a loser. And he wasn't a loser, because 2 weeks later he found out that he was early diagnosis of motor neuron disease. And we watched him go from walking sticks to walking frames to wheelchairs to electric wheelchairs. A lot of people with motor neuron disease lose their voice. He didn't. He had a very good voice and he was a very good speaker. And we learned a lot of things from his courage and the inspiration he gave us as he went through this illness for a full 7 years. And yet, of all the things he ever said to me, I always remember him saying, there's no such thing as a loser. And last summer, a friend of mine asked me to go to a school sports, and his daughter was running, and he said, she's entered everything, and I don't know why, but she's actually entered for this 80-meter dash. And I would say without any doubt, she's probably the slowest child in the school. But enter she did. Now, the top three children in this, they give their names and they get hugs from their parents, they give their names and they get into the final. And the others get hugs too as they come in. And the hugging and things, tape was dropped and everything was gone. But this child was still coming up the middle. Now, she could easily have stepped out of the way, nobody had noticed. But red-faced and embarrassed, but determined, she kept coming. And nobody noticed her until one man shouted out, this race is not yet over. And they all suddenly saw her coming up and they grabbed the tape and they got everything together again. And red-faced and embarrassed and determined, she crossed that line as if a hero. The same man shouted out again, today we have seen the real winner. And he was right. There's no such thing as a loser. Does anybody here know who the dopey one was? That was actually the name given by a housekeeper to a fellow in a family in Germany. I think four or five brothers he had. He was very slow to read or write, and he spoke to himself, and the name stuck to him, the dopey one. His name was Albert Einstein. In the world of Einstein's, I would be the dopey one. So he was down as a loser, and there is no such thing as a loser. Thomas Edison, he was, by the way, his middle name was Al. His mother always called him Al. He got a letter from the school one day. Bring this letter home to your mother. Do not read it. So he brought the letter home, and she opened the letter, and she started crying. He said, what's in it, Mama? She said, oh, Al, this letter says you are a genius, and the school could not cater for you, and I will have to teach you myself. Which she did. He had very little schooling, and we know who Thomas Edison was, one of the greatest geniuses in the world. There's no such thing as a loser. He found the letter later, and it said, your child is useless. I'm paraphrasing now. Your child is useless. Never go anywhere. We can't have anything to do with the school. Teach him yourself. There is no such thing as a loser. Did anybody ever hear of Easy Eddie? Easy Eddie was an accountant in Chicago. He was very, very rich, very protected, lived in a gated area, had everything you want. And the reason for most of that was he was Al Capone's accountant. And, you know, he knew where all the bodies were buried and all that sort of thing. But he had a son. And he began to annoy him. He said, I am a loser because my son will always be only known as a son of the mob. So he decided he'd do what he could. So he came state's evidence. Now, if you know anything about the history of Al Capone, he actually went to jail originally for tax. He squealed, he told them all and everything, and they got Al Capone, and that's where he started off his life in jail. As for Eddie, I guess he was shot down in the streets of Chicago. But in a way, he gave his life. He gave his life for his son. One other story, too. An aircraft carrier in World War II, a squadron was leaving the flight, and one of the flight lieutenants realized, half his mistake. They hadn't fueled his plane, and he hadn't checked. So he said to his squadron leader, I have no fuel, they didn't fuel me. You'll have to go back, he said, that's all about it. And he turned back with a heavy heart. But as he approached the aircraft carrier, he noticed 7 or 8 or 9 Japanese Messerschmitts or whatever they were called, coming to attack the slightly diminished in defense aircraft carrier. So he flew at them. He shot 2 or 3 down, I can't remember which, and scattered the others, and they hightailed out of there. And he landed to a hero's welcome on the ship. And his name was Lieutenant Dan O'Hare, Butch O'Hare, as a lot of people knew him as. And Chicago Airport was named O'Hare Airport after him and did become one of the busiest airports in the world for a long time. And if you go from Terminal 1 to Terminal 2, you'll see him there and the medal that the US Navy gave him for the war as well. One other tiny little thing I'm going to tell you about Lieutenant Dan O'Hare, or Butch O'Hare, was his father was Easy Eddie. So there you are. It goes to show you, and Evie has corrected me today, that giraffes can dance. And I remember when I was very young doing physics, we were told scientists have proved conclusively that it's impossible for a bee to fly. Oh, God, a bee can't fly. Well, the weight of his body is far too much for the lightness of his wings, so it's not possible for a bee to fly. And I can say, but we saw the bees fly. I know bees can fly, we said, but the teacher said, yes, but nobody told the bee that he couldn't fly. I'd like to finish, if I can, on a lighter note, because a friend of me said, you go around saying there's no loser. I'll tell you about a loser, he said. He knew this guy who wanted really, really badly to get into a relationship with this girl. So he truthfully told her, my father is a very, very wealthy widower, and I am an only child, and I am going to inherit all his wealth. Now, did he get a relationship with that girl? He certainly did. She became his stepmother. Now, I would say to myself, he was not a loser. He was an escapee. So, in the words of 2 great artists, different types, Oscar Wilde, he said, be yourself, everybody else is taken. And in the words also, the song of Fleetwood Mac, go your own way. Amen.